WKXWHD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, experts at the agency that regulates drugs for the European Union say they found a possible link between the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine and very rare blood clots after a small number of cases were reported in the U.S. But they say the vaccine's benefits still outweigh the very small risks of recipients developing these unusual clots. And they say that a warning about the blood clots should be added to the labels for the J&J vaccine, but they should be considered very rare side effects. Governor Murphy has said he would consider vaccine passports in New Jersey, but three Ocean County Republicans, Senator Jim Hosvesel and Assemblyman Greg McGuckin and John Catalano, are against it, sponsoring legislation that would prevent passport use in the state because it could lead to discrimination against people based on their vaccination status. Another three motor vehicle commission locations are closed due to an employee contracting COVID-19. More than 16% of agency days have been lost to COVID since October 1st, and Assemblyman Hal Worth doesn't understand why a single case can close an agency for 2 weeks.
It just seems extreme to me. Obviously, you want to get that person out who tests positive, get the area sanitized or whatever overnight. But to assume that every single person in that agency has COVID or a possibility of COVID, I just think it's an extreme measure.
MVC Chief Sue Fulton says there's not enough space behind agency counters for workers to socially distance. She also says the Department of Health says the quarantine should remain 2 weeks, even though the CDC said in December that 10 days might suffice. The medical examiner's office in D.C. now says U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who died during the January riots, actually died of natural causes, a stroke to be exact. And this changes what investigators once believed, which was that the South River, New Jersey native had either been hit in the head with a fire extinguisher or ingested a chemical substance. They'll now have trouble bringing homicide charges against anyone. Menopause and weight gain. The bloating can be so bad a woman's stomach can look distended, almost like they're 8 months pregnant. And for many women, it's impossible to shed the pounds, even with diet and exercise. Jacqueline Lachlan, associate professor in obstetrics and gynecology at Rutgers, New Jersey Medical School, says menopausal women need to stay active and get plenty of rest.
Reduce calories and adopt a diet that's rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, high-fiber foods, eat more fish than meat, and we need to limit our intake of saturated and trans fat.
She says with increased longevity, a 50-year-old woman will spend about 30 to 40 years in menopause. Traffic and parking along part of Ideal Beach in Middletown will have new restrictions in order to alleviate summertime beach traffic in the area. The Asbury Park Press reports the Township Committee passed an ordinance change rendering most of the Bayside Parkway all eastbound during the summer, with parking now permitted only on one side. Parking is now forbidden on the north side of the parkway between Ocean and Weehawken Avenues from the Friday before Memorial Day until Labor Day each year. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Enjoy today because storms and a freeze are on the way. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Time to win up to $10,000 with the Jersey Cash Code Contest on New Jersey 101.5. On your smartphone, open the NJ 101.5 app, click on Win Cash, and enter this hour's code word.
This hour's cash code is Eraser. E-R-A-S-E-R. Eraser.
Your next chance to win cash happens in 60 minutes at 2 p.m. with the $10,000 Jersey Cash Code on New Jersey 101.5.
On New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Well, the parkway traffic is awfully busy on the northbound side coming up to 144. It's a crash right in the middle of the roadway, so lots of slowdowns north of the Union Tolls on 144. 287, the northern reaches up in Wanacue. Two lanes are closed with repairs at exit 55. 22 is on the brakes with construction. East and Hillside, 34 north. In fact, 34 both ways in Wall Township. Construction again today in one lane between Painters Road and Allenwood Road. At Route 9 and Lakewood on the crowded side. There's still roadwork on 130 in Logan Township, closing that down either way. Both 295 and 55, a big jam north into 42, and slowdowns leaving New Jersey at the Ben Franklin and the Commodore Barry bridges, the Hudson River crossings. Everything looks to be fine. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 118. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 255 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 106.
Jersey Radio.
Thank you for your radio station.
New Jersey 101.5.
Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
A spectacular spring day underway, period, full stop. But Some turbulent roller coaster weather is ahead for the next few days as we go from the 70s to the 60s to the 50s with some thunderstorms and a likely freeze along the way. Lower 70s for highs today, mostly sunny, breezy, and dry. Enjoy. Tonight will stay quiet and fairly pleasant with a few clouds and lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow will start with increasing clouds and a spotty shower in the morning. Then watch for a line of strong thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. Could be some gusty winds and downpours out there. Highs tomorrow lower to mid-60s, but turning windy and colder tomorrow night. Thursday morning, I think we face a widespread freeze away from the Jersey Shore. It'll be clear with a chilly breeze Thursday. Highs only in the lower 50s, back to the lower 60s on Friday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Salem, 70 degrees. Hackensack, 71. Manahawkin, 59. New Jersey, 101.5. Is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus. Find out how to make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, nj1015.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey.